Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
In a few hours, the president will sign the tax cut extensions into law. He's calling it the middle class tax bill, even though the compromise measure also extends Bush-era tax cuts to the very wealthy, something he was against. There were also some contradictions in the debate over the omnibus spending bill that died last night. That bill was to fund the government, but it also set aside $8 billion in home state projects, so-called earmarks, and it was scuttled by some Republicans who've been kings of the earmark. There are also votes scheduled on a nuclear weapons treaty with Russia and ending Don't Ask, Don't Tell in the military on this quickly disappearing agenda in Congress. Those votes expected tomorrow, Saturday. Philip Rucker covers politics for The Washington Post. And Philip, first a political thought. Who will stand behind the president when he signs this tax cut deal this afternoon? House Speaker Nancy Pelosi didn't even lobby behind the scenes for it. Your thoughts on what to watch for?
Yeah, well, it's a great question, and the truth is we don't yet know an answer. Part of that is because House members and senators are voting today. There's a day full of votes as they rush to a chaotic close here in the lame duck session before the Christmas holiday. Certainly some lawmakers will be there. It's unclear yet whether Speaker Pelosi will attend or whether Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid will attend or whether the Republican leaders, Mitch McConnell, the Senate Republican leader, he was the one who brokered this compromise with Vice President Joe Biden. We're not sure if he'll be there, but it'll certainly be interesting to watch.
Well, and interesting to watch as well was the debate on this huge government spending bill, the omnibus bill, that Harry Reid was trying to push through. It was voted down. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says he wants a clean, earmark-free, more short-term bill. But you write he had 42 earmarks in the bill that was defeated last night, worth $86 million. Longtime Mississippi Republican Thad Cochran, who led the charge to kill the bill last night, has something like $50 million worth of earmarks in it. And here they are railing against earmarks. What's going on?
That's right. It's remarkable. What happened is the earmark process takes an entire year. And so earlier this year in the spring, most all of the senators, including many of the Republican leaders and those you just mentioned, inserted, you know, hundreds of earmarks which fund pet projects in their home districts. That bill sort of goes through a very long legislative process. And by the time it came to the floor for consideration this week, you know, we've seen an election where the voters really called on Congress to tighten its fiscal belt. And so the Republicans responding to that swore off earmarks. And you mentioned Mitch McConnell. Thad Cochran actually has $500 million worth of earmarks. He's the number one earmarker in the Senate. And the Mississippi junior senator, Roger Wicker, is ranked number two.
Well, and what does happen to these home state projects that were going to get this money? You write about how towns hired lobbyists to get some of this language in this bill and had plans for things like a beach promenade in Pascagoula or here in Massachusetts, $8 million for the Edward Kennedy Institute, but also money to build engines. You know, what happens to that money and those jobs?
Well, what Congress is going to do is pass what's known as a continuing resolution bill. It's really more of a bare-bones budget bill that will just extend the funding at current levels into the new year so that there's money for the government to operate, and they're going to essentially kick the can down the road and let the new Congress that's sworn in January decide what to do about funding the government on a more permanent basis. The administration, the Obama administration, can still decide to fund a lot of these projects. These are decisions that will now be left to the federal agencies to decide what to do with their money. The earmarks, though, those will go away, so it's now up to the administration to decide where and how they spend that money.
Through, as you said, the different agencies and not through legislation. Well, to Don't Ask, Don't Tell, the move to end it passed in the House. Now Massachusetts Senator Scott Brown has joined two other Republicans in saying he'll vote in the Senate to end the military's ban on openly gay service members. Does that mean that Don't Ask, Don't Tell is history?
It appears that's the outcome that we're moving towards. It's just a matter of whether that vote can take place in time before the lame duck session is over, and it appears that it will.
By the way, what does that mean politically for Scott Brown?
Well, it's a chance for him to really show that he's a moderate, to show some distance between himself and most of the other Republicans who are opposing this repeal bill.
Yeah, but this has angered the Tea Party members who feel they put him in office.
That's right, and he's going to have to balance all of that.
Right.
But he's looking at a re-election in a state that's decidedly much more moderate than the Tea Party base would be.
Philip Rucker, political reporter for The Washington Post. Philip, thank you.
Thank you.